Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The story is told of a certain mountain climber who slipped and fell from a cliff. On the way down, he grabbed the roots of a tree and held on for dear life. Looking down beneath him, he saw a sheer drop of several thousand feet. He yelled for help. No one came. Finally, he cried out in desperation, "God, help me!" Then a voice came saying, "Just turn loose, I'll catch you." Looking around, though, he didn't see anyone, and not liking the alternative, he called out again, "Anybody else up there?" You smile or perhaps chuckle, but a lot of people do live that way. When they don't happen to like God's direction, they quickly want an alternative. The life of faith is a life of unconditional obedience and commitment. Five simple guidelines will help you turn loose of a problem when you feel like holding on. 1. Learn about the nature and character of God. I never cease to be amazed at the distorted concept many people have of God. He's not a cosmic icicle or a policeman or a decrepit old grandfather who would like to help but isn't strong enough. God is God. And though your earthly father may have disappointed you, you will never live long enough to meet a person who can honestly say, "God let me down. He really disappointed me." 2. Become a student of the book. This is actually the flip side to my first guideline, because in the Bible you will learn about the nature and character of God. Reading good books about the nature and character of God, such as Knowing God by J.I. Packer or A.W. Tozier's Pursuit of the Almighty, is good, but there's no substitute for reading the book itself. 3. Realize that trust is a matter of growth. I wouldn't fly with a pilot who have never flown before. I wouldn't go to a doctor who had cheated his way through med school. I wouldn't trust an attorney who had never graduated from law school. And until you come to know that God is good, you won't trust your life and future to Him either. The more you see God's intervention in your personal life, the easier it is to trust Him more completely. By talking with men and women who have walked with God for many years, you can learn how God has met them and will meet you as well. We need the attitude of a young man who had just turned from a life of drugs and rebellion to Jesus Christ. The young man, however, wasn't about to go to work when an acquaintance, Bob Vernon, who happened to be a policeman then, opened a worn New Testament and showed him a passage from 2 Thessalonians where Paul says, "If you don't work, you don't eat." Finding out this was part of God's purpose for his life, the young man replied, "Well, if it's in the Bible, that's for me." That's the kind of a commitment which allows you to grow spiritually. 4. Realize the life of obedience is a one-step-at-a-time walk. When I was a young man, a friend gave some good counsel when he said, "God's will is like a flashlight in a dungeon. It doesn't shine around corners or illuminate the next cave. It only gives you light for the next step." A great truth. Don't worry about 5 years from now or even next month. What is it that God wants you to do today? Do it today and trust Him for the next step. Finally, realize that with God's demand for obedience comes His commitment to provide and to protect you. With such assurance, how can you ask for more? He will provide for you. He will protect you and guide you. He promised that. Take it by faith. Act upon it. That's what faith is about.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.